USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and presumptive 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden answering questions from reporters for the first time in nearly 3 months. The former Vice President was asked about his cognitive well-being.
Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been testing and I'm constantly testing.
All I got to do is watch me, and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
A protest is going on at the Texas State Capitol over the closure of bars due to coronavirus. Rallygoers say Governor Greg Abbott made the wrong decision last week when he issued the executive order. Bar owners are asking the state to open back up so they can make a living. And in Arizona, gym owners are filing suit against the governor after an executive order forced them to shut down yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Supreme Court is rejecting bans of public money going to religious schools. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
In the 5-4 ruling, the court sided with parents who'd wanted to send their kids to a religious school under a Montana program that allowed for tax credits to private schools. However, that program had barred any government money to schools controlled by churches. Chief Justice John Roberts writing in his opinion that the Free Exercise Clause of the Constitution prevents religious observers from unequal treatment. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg writing in her dissent, the Free Exercise Clause has always been interpreted as what government cannot do with the individual, not in what individuals can exact from the government. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Barricades are coming down in Seattle's chop zone. The Seattle Times reports heavy equipment is being used to take them down from the Capitol Hill occupied protest zone. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell are testifying before the House on their response to the coronavirus pandemic. Secretary Mnuchin discusses the possibility of another coronavirus relief bill in Congress.
While we're beginning to have conversations about supplemental relief legislation, we look forward to working with Congress on a bipartisan basis in July on any other further legislation that will be necessary.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says a full recovery is unlikely until Americans feel completely safe in resuming all activity prior to the pandemic. A South Florida appeals court has not made a decision in the prostitution case surrounding New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The 4th District Court of Appeals on Tuesday heard from attorney Jeffrey D'Souza representing the state of Florida.
These cases began when law enforcement working across several Florida counties learned that there was rampant prostitution occurring in local massage parlors.
D'Souza says 90% of people caught on hidden video at a Jupiter Day Spa in January 2019 were there to pay for sex acts. Meanwhile, Kraft's attorney, Derek Schaefer, says many innocent people were also captured on tape.
These cameras that were put into private massage rooms where patrons would be undressing as a matter of course, they recorded everything without interruption for 5 days straight.
Check us out online by visiting usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.